to Studio BBQ. Today I have Sarah. What's your last name?
Van Engelgom.
Okay, Van Engelgom. And so how should I introduce you? Because now you have just, you know, opened your gallery in Photon. But where are you originally from?
Originally I'm from Belgium.
Oh, you're from Belgium. How long have you lived in Hong Kong?
Over four and a half years.
Okay. What brought you to Hong Kong?
When I was in Belgium like 5 years ago, I knew at the time already I really wanted to do something like more art related, although I was very open-minded at the time. I thought, because then I had already studied a degree on Oriental cultures and languages, but then I knew more about the history and the antiques that rather than the modern art, because, you know, 5 years ago you didn't hear much about Chinese modern art. But anyway, I knew I would be struggling to find opportunities in Belgium in that direction. So although I left shipping at the time and I was wondering what to do next, and I knew I couldn't really do what I wanted to do in Belgium, so I took another job again in shipping and to move to Asia. And at the time, again, I was open. It could have been Shanghai, Hong Kong. You know, I wasn't too picky. I had never been to Hong Kong. I mean, I didn't even see a postcard in Hong Kong. I find myself a job through London in Hong Kong. So I moved here. And then a year and a half ago, I felt I was like more ready to really do like execute what I had in mind, or to try explore. And that's when I left shipping for good, I think. But it was an array around, because I started first in working in an antique shop, and then realized it actually also wasn't really what I wanted to do. And then I visited Photon a lot on Sundays, because I was taking a painting course here. And then kind of this idea like started growing, like, you know, maybe I should do something here. This is like so different to Hong Kong, it's so different to Central. And it's like, yeah, Photon is a little bit magic. It's got this ugly industrial buildings, but then the contrast is you have this, when you look outside, you see nothing but green, and it's a big space, which is in contrast to Hong Kong. Normally you always find yourself in small confined spaces with too much stuff and too much people, and you only realize it when you're like here in a big space and how calming it is, and you know, like you don't have to. So that already on its own I thought was quite attractive. And then the fact that you saw more and more artists moving in here, and it was this creative hub that people, you know, especially foreigners, think is non-existent in Hong Kong. So that all kind of inspired me to do what I'm doing now.
When did you have the first idea to open your own gallery here in Photon, and how long did it take to make you realize it?
It started actually almost a year ago that I kind of had the idea, and I was talking to some artists about it, and they really encouraged me that direction as well. So it was about a year ago. How long did it take me? It took me at least half a year to 9 months to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And having a gallery here in Photon, and did you worry about, like, if you have enough visitors and things like that? It's far away somehow.
It's far away, but there's a few things that inspired me. While, you know, of course it's not easy. It's not like you have the traffic you have in Hollywood Road. But then the traffic in Hollywood Road is not always that exciting anyway, you know? And also when I was working for the antique dealer, I was also working from an easy situation. I was a very small shop on the first floor. And although it was on Hollywood Road, you still had very little visitors. And even when they came in, they thought there was not enough choice. So as a way around it, I started organizing trips to China, straight to a workshop, where it was a beautiful workshop and they could see thousands of pieces of antiques, and people actually went along with it, and it was so popular that I would only take 8 people that if I'd send an email around within like a few days it was fully booked. So, and that's a trip of 2 hours up, 2 hours down, 4 hours. And most people will do it for the experience, and maybe they'll buy like one or two pieces, but very often not, and sometimes they do. So I was thinking, if people do 4 hours trip for the experience and to just, you know, maybe buy one piece of antique furniture, then for sure half an hour to Fortan is not that bad, you know? Like people, if they're really interested, if they're really into it, they will do the trip. It's also something that you don't go, like, same with, you don't do it like every weekend, or you don't need to be so easily accessible that you know, like a coffee shop, you need it every day. You know what I mean? Like for art, you can be a bit further away. And actually, it can be almost an advantage, because when people make the trip, they go out of Central, they also enter not just a different place, but in their own mind, a different state of mind. And once they are here, they kind of, you know, relax and take their time to talk to you and look and maybe see some artists. So actually, yeah, it's not that convenient, but then in a way it also, you know, it almost filters out the people that are really interested. And if they are interested, people will come. But the difficult thing is to let them know that you are here, so that, you know, that you are here to be visited. That's like what I'm working on most at the moment.
I think the development of art here in Hong Kong is nothing to compare with what's happening in China, but still I think in the last couple of years we have really seen a lot of galleries really opening and still, you know, more coming. And a lot of them basically, you know, think themselves contemporary art gallery, but what we have seen probably a lot of figurative paintings, oil from China or from Southeast Asia. And what you want your gallery to show, and what's your position?
Well, in the first year, I would very much like to work as much as I can with artists from Hong Kong, and especially from Fortan. But I also would like to have one international show, but in a way that it fits within Fortan. So at the moment I have this international exhibition with Island 6, but Island 6 I was very happy to, because they're based in Shanghai and they're an international group of artists that try to explore what they can do with technology and their artworks and they're all from different backgrounds. So they are very happy that they have exposure here, but what's also good, it's a residency program. So apart from like exhibiting or maybe selling their work, it also maybe it will cause some interaction between interested artists in Hong Kong and their group. So that's kind of the things I'm looking for. So you can create interaction, not just like exposing, but like maybe, you know, people will get to know about them and they'll have a chance to also join the residency program. So that's what I'm gonna try to do in the future as well, to have some kind of create more action, not just static but a bit more dynamic.
But at the moment, what do you think? What kind of art you would like to show more in your gallery?
I'm not so I don't have so much like a clear direction on what kind of art I want to do, because I think if I say and Hong Kong art and only this kind of art, then you'll get very tight. And also it's my first year and I want to give it some room to explore and try different things without pinning myself down too much on one direction. And I think maybe next year, in 2 years, I will have form also, you know, a better understanding and I'll find, you know, a more clear or like more tight direction. But at the moment, I don't want to have everything too like written black and white on paper and too tight down.
Having your own gallery here, I think it's very different from an artist working in their own studio. And after all, you're doing a business here.
Yeah.
And have you got some warning from your friends? Are you going to really making the gallery, and are you sure you're making a good business?
All right. Oh, yeah. Everyone asks me, what the hell are you doing? Yes. So you're asking me whether this is, people ask me
so
whether this
you are
is
not,
crazy
you are
idea.
Not doing hobbies, I guess. You're not doing something like hobby. So it's a business.
It's a business.
And how do you answer to your friends? And how do you convince yourself, like, you know, commercially, you're going to sustain or to survive?
Well, that's also something I will probably find out in 2008. I think for a time, in a way, like, I'm not, like, demanding too much. Like, if I can just, like, get by and for myself as well, then I'll already be very, very happy because, you know, I will be able to make a living out of something I really like to do. And that's kind of my goal. Like, if I really want to get rich, I wouldn't I wouldn't do this. But and also I will try to, apart from being here in the weekends, will maybe work on other projects that will, like, generate some income. So in that way, I hope I will be able to survive.
But would you think that that could be something like, for example, paintings, wall hanging, pictures, which probably would be a little bit, you know, easier to be sold, whereas, you know, some larger installation and might be difficult, and could you have something to balance them, or?
Yeah, that's a good question, and actually it's almost the same problem as a gallery you have, like, as the artist have, like, which direction do you go, you know? Like, you want to stay as free as possible, but at the same time you have to be realistic, and I guess that's the same problem you have as an artist, like, you know, it would be maybe for you as well easier if you make things that are easy to sell, but then you know, is that really what you want to do? And you also want to do the, but maybe you'll try to balance it out. So I'll be, like, struggling with the same kind of thoughts, like, you know, which should I do? What I'm hoping to do is balance it out, like, you know, have maybe like one exhibition that you know will sell a bit better, but then, you know, you do the next thing that you know will not sell that well, but it's still great. But as long as overall it balances out, you're still doing fine. And that's also, for Tan, it's not like you don't have the pressure you do have in Central. Like, it's a little bit easier on the overhead. So you can get away with more than also on that level than you could do if you would have, like, a gallery in Central.
And you mentioned projects. And what exactly you mean? Like, you know, besides just gallery practice, you can also some projects which can cover or help the business?
Well, that's, I'm actually talking to a few people that have already been longer in the business and do something not like gallery, but, like, quite close to, like, art consultants. And although I haven't really, I don't have it 100% confirmed yet, but I've been talking to a few people within this field to see if we can cooperate. Because some people might need some, you know, extra help. And then for me, it would also be increase my exposure, that, you know, maybe I, so there is, so the projects are not 100% concrete yet, but it's something I'm working on, and I will probably in January, February start doing.
And you have seen we are having more exhibitions in the shopping mall, and would that be something like a direction you could go to?
If it fits, it depends. I think a shopping mall could be quite of a good way to make people aware you are here. And for some artists or some exhibitions, you want to just increase the exposure or go somewhere central. And then you could make, because sometimes you're talking about that landmark where you can rent the space, and you have, that would be an idea, because it makes it more flexible, like, and you can do it temporarily. But then you have other shopping malls that will approach you as well. That's another kind of thing. And they want you to organize an exhibition, but it's not for sale. It's just, like, to have an event. So, but it depends. I will take it case by case. Like, if it's worthwhile, or it's exciting, or it's worthwhile, and consider it. But it depends. It really depends also on what kind of exhibition and which artist and what artwork. And it can't say it overall, I'll be in shopping malls for the rest of the year. It very much depends exhibition. Like for example, every exhibition has different needs. Like this exhibition I have right now, Island 6, you see, has a lot of lights, and it just looks so much better at night than it does during the day. So that's why for this exhibition I organized a party, and I have a lot of events at night, like tonight, the mulled wine, and And the opening was a big party with the DJ, because I knew for this exhibition this was the best way to get around, you know, the problem of being far away. But for the maybe the next exhibition, Fort Tanyan, is different. And actually, it's a very conceptual or critical show where it's not so commercial at all. But then you have a lot of people coming, so already anyway because of Fort Tan. So I didn't have to push it that hard to get people over. So it really depends. Like, there's one artist in mind, and he's more. With him, we're thinking of maybe we'll have like a week somewhere, like exposure in Central, and then come back here. So it really depends on the exhibition itself. Like, I always try to find the best way to market it and increase the exposure.
And you're from Belgium, and you know, personally, I found the contemporary art scene in Belgium is very interesting and very vibrant. And have you got any idea of the gallery practice there, and which probably will give you some influence on running your gallery here?
Yeah, I'm actually talking to a few of the galleries there at the moment, and they're all my age, and I visited them as well, and some of our friends, and we constantly talk, like, and I always try to find out how they're doing it, and you know, how comparing, and they're giving me tips. And it's very, very different. Like, first of all, it's not just the gallery that is different, it's the whole art scene that is very different. Like, the way clients are and who they are catering for is just, they have a complete different scene and setup than here. I mean, I think if I totally try to copy what they're doing and the kind of art, would be very hard to do in Hong Kong. Like, the galleries I know, they tend to do much more like museum, like installations and artworks, but they do have actually museums that come and look, and curators and the people from BNLs, and so which is a bit lacking here. Like if you would here do art that would be very suitable in museums, there is hardly any audience for it. It's great, you know, but it's like you'd be struggling. And also the way they do it is, towards the artist, I tend to notice that it's more like the gallery is not just a place where you hang your artwork and you create an exhibition and the work gets sold. It's more like you promote the artist, like not just on this for this particular exhibition, but throughout. So you become like a manager of the artist in a way, but not just like you tell the artist what to do. It's like you work as a team. The artist has set his say and his input and his effort, and then the gallery, you know, will do their effort because they will have the connections to help the artist. But in return, the artist will like sign up with the gallery for a certain amount of time, because you know it takes more than just running an actually the exhibition within their gallery is almost the least important thing they do. Like, it's much more of going to the right art fairs, going to the right biennales, and especially the art fairs are increasingly important. They cost a lot of money. And so they want the artist to really commit to them, because they would like to promote the artist, but they can't do it for just a show, because it's not worthwhile for anyone, not for the artist, not for the gallery. So the commitment is much more longer term. And this is something that's also not really here in Hong Kong. Like, people tend to be like, try this, try that. And it's both sides probably, you know, the artists and the galleries, but there is not very much long term.
But do you think being a gallerist here, you can try to do something on this aspect to promote this in Hong Kong?
Yes, I mean, actually that's what I very much would like to go to. Like, I would love to work with artists in a much more longer term. And then not just see it for Hong Kong, but then see, you know, where we can go outside of Hong Kong and you know, maybe Europe or Belgium. That would be for me the most obvious place to start. I would like to do that, but you know, I also, for me personally, also would agree that if that's the case, it's you need some kind of a little bit of commitment, like from both sides. It's hard to, you know what I mean? Like, so, but if with the right artist, then that's something I would love to do in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have been here for 4 years, and what you have observed in the arts here?
Well, actually, when I came here, there was not much going on at all. But now I noticed that there is just so much more especially in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it started with like with Chinese contemporary art mm-hmm. becoming all of a sudden very popular, and then mm-hmm. and then, you know, the auction houses mm-hmm. promoting Chinese art, and then the prices that were like rising spectacularly. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got a lot of people thinking in Hong Kong, I guess, like, you know, maybe, you know, there's Hong mm-hmm. Kong is still part of China after all, and mm-hmm. and I don't know, it kind of like rubbed off on Hong Kong in a way. So now people are more excited about it. There is more mm-hmm. galleries, and even more galleries trying to promote Hong Kong art, and mm-hmm. And there seem, even the artists seem to be like, you know, more keen and willing than before. Mm-hmm. Like they can feel there's opportunities now mm-hmm. more than ever before. So yeah, it's actually changed a lot in just those few years that I was here.
But do you think the art here, I mean, in Hong Kong or by local artists, it's very different from the art that you can see in mainland China?
Oh, it's very different. Mm. Well, Hong Kong doesn't have the same historical background to start with, and it's still quite different. Mm-hmm. But it's also like in Hong Kong, it's much more individualist. Mm-hmm. Like I feel every artist has their like own mm-hmm. approach and their own philosophy and their own execution. It's, well, you could see like certain movements in China.
But do you think it's a strength or a weakness?
Good question. I think I feel in Hong Kong that everything is really new, mm-hmm. you know? And when it comes to Hong Kong art, it's like, okay, you have some like good senior artists, mm-hmm. like so to speak, but then you have this generation that everything feels new. Even the art schools are not so old, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So everyone is just trying something. Right. I think in the end, people will influence each other, and there will be, mm-hmm. you know, a bit more. But now everyone is just like, you know, trying mm-hmm. their thing. And so it's a very junior, like a very young mm-hmm. field, which is exciting, but will have at the same time a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. And it will take time for it to mature. Also for the galleries, like, you know, to find their way in their direction and to see, like, I think for everyone involved, you know. Mm-hmm. Also the creators are quite young, and, mm-hmm. and there's not so many of them. The art critics, you know, are very often also the creators. So, you know, which is in a way good, because everything can happen. Mm-hmm. Everything is possible at the moment. There's no one that put a stamp saying right. this is Hong Kong art, or right. this is the direction, or this is the person, or mm-hmm. the artist, or the guy, you know. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing yet, which makes it, you know, open for still like mm-hmm. strong people or whatever to come in. Mm-hmm. Because what I noticed as well compared to Europe is that Europe in a way is very rigid. Mm-hmm. It's very, you do have very good system and art critics and a very mature, almost mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. system. I always refer to it as the system mm-hmm. between brackets, because it's so strong that you almost wonder that people just try to please the system mm-hmm. rather than doing something, because, you know, if it doesn't mm-hmm. fit in, then the critics are very severe and you need to have the right connections. If you don't mm-hmm. have, you don't get into the right fair. Right. If you don't have the right artist and the right kind of mm-hmm. art, if you don't get into the fairs, you never get up on the ladder. So you have to do all these political things with the right, but it almost has become so, like, I don't know, like political and so rigid. Like, mm-hmm. I can feel if I talk to those galleries that you mentioned in Belgium, that they're very afraid of just trying something new mm-hmm. or a new artist or signing someone new, okay. because they're very much like, you know, they really want to make 100% sure that mm-hmm. it's already kind of a good artist mm-hmm. on a, with a certain maturity level, because they don't want to, that it's going to keep doing well, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's one they want. They want two young artists. They want to see some kind of CV or background, what has happened. Because if you have, like, for example, in those galleries, one wrong artist, mm-hmm. the quality of the whole gallery could go down. Like, mm-hmm. maybe struggling with the other artists that maybe, like, will comment on you. You maybe have struggled to get on the right art fair. Yeah. So it's like, well, here, everything is possible. Like, there is no such system yet, so which mm-hmm. in a way is more free. But you know, at the same time, you feel a bit lost at times. Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of that kind of new opportunities or possibilities, and people also think about probably, you know, in China you find the most. And what do you think about that? In China?
Yeah.
And do you consider, for example, to move your gallery practice to China too?
No. No, I think China...
As it says, China's art is so hot. I mean, it's become more like something unavoidable if you do contemporary arts now to include Chinese artists, for example.
Yeah, but if that's maybe that's something different to maybe have like a show where there's a Chinese artist involved, but to actually move to China is quite something else. No, not to just, actually, it's not something that I have on my mind at the moment to move to China.
Do you have any impression of, you know, leaving China first?
Of, yeah.
Moving to China, I mean, do you have any impression, like, something good or bad, that's why you don't consider that at the moment?
I think China at the moment is just a little bit overheated, that whole thing, you know, like, well, if you look at the auction, I have this, whenever I get in touch with, like, whatever it is, auction houses or galleries there, it seems like people are just, like, they can't believe what's going on, like, this hype around Chinese artists, and even inside, send aside information from auction houses, they will just, like, frown and say, we can't believe what's going on, and we don't really understand it, we don't, and, you know, what's good, what's not, and they... So it kind of like makes me very scared of China. I don't want to touch it unless I really know what I'm doing, or to have some clear, like, but which probably would mean working with someone who is really experienced in that field. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I would be kind of quite afraid of China, because it's a little bit, you know, you can feel from whoever you talk to that it's probably a little bit of a hype going on, you know, and from what I've seen. If you go in Hollywood Road and you see the art there, it's like, it's really something I really wouldn't be interested in doing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been done so many times and everyone is on top of it, let everyone else do it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no need for one more gallery doing Chinese art, in that kind of sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. And so, for this coming year, and do you have some concrete ideas of your exhibition program to line up?
Yes, I always had, because 2008 is also gone. It's, I had this idea of working around the concept of globalization, but not globalization in the fact that you have a coffee shop on every street that's called Starbucks, but on the fact that the world has become very mobile, and you know, the fact that I'm living in Hong Kong and I have an Irish boyfriend and I'm sitting next to you and you've been all over the world and you've had, you know, you had your input, your inspiration, not just from locally Hong Kong, but from, you know, other places you went. You were talking about your trip to China, and I found this actually really fascinating, that our lifestyles, I mean, it's very contemporary anyway, that our lifestyles have changed so much that it's almost hard to find people that have never left a little hometown. People really are much more like, the world has become more like a village, have lived abroad, have moved around, have... If you compare it to our parent generation, I don't know about your parents, but mine, like, you know, they've only been to... Like, they went to Hong Kong a month ago, and that was the first time they ever traveled this far. So that's a really big difference, I feel, from in our generation to the previous one, where we are so used to this as well, like... not sticking to a little hometown. And that creates a whole, like, different mindset. Plus, in the art world, what I also noticed is, well, the biggest change is, right, you have now this hype around Chinese art, but what I found the most fascinating about it is that, you know, the art world was really dominated by Europe and then the States, but was contained to the West. And if you wanted to become a famous artist, even as a Chinese person, you had to move to Paris and live there, or you had to be in New York, or you had to be, you know, you could be Chinese, but you had to move to those places. And now that has like a major shift. Like, now you have art centers that are detached from those previous places, like, that are now in Beijing, and it's even in India, and now you have the scenes coming up in like Southeast Asia, the Philippines, Indonesia, and they have their own collectors, their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the most fascinating aspect about this this whole shift towards the East, and, you know, about this whole boom in Chinese art. It's not just Chinese art, but it's in many other fields that art, the art world, it doesn't belong to the West anymore. The time is finished, which opens, in my mind, like a lot of opportunities and possibilities, which I think we only have just seen the beginning.
Okay.
So I think that will be very exciting to see how that develops in the future.
Okay, well, sounds good. And I hope probably we can talk about it, your gallery, a year later, and then we can see any progress and change. Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.